I've heard of this thing called Podcasting 2.0. I may have even gone to a panel about it at a conference. Do I have any idea what it means or what it does or whether or not I should be doing anything about it? No, I do not.
Discovery is about how can I get the things that go into describing my podcast, the show notes, the descriptions, maybe as we talk later in the future, things about chapters and transcripts. But how can I get the stuff around the audio to help me get discovered by other people?
Podcasting 2.0, which as you're learning all through this, contains so many great innovations, making things easier and better for podcasters, audiences, developers, even advertisers.
You know, still the same old podcasting. We've just got new features now that make it a better experience.
With transcripts, every word becomes searchable. So this means episodes are more likely to show up in search results and bring more organic traffic for creators, thus helping them get a bigger reach.
So it's really nice because you are able in the podcast apps to go like, okay, who is the guest on this episode? You click on the episode, you click on the guest, and if all the other podcasters are also giving credit to that guest, they can find all the different episodes from all the different podcasts that this person has been on.
Well, it's an interesting journey that I've been on, working out how to monetize from the very beginning of Conning the Con. The thing that I would say is you need to maximize every strand of possible income and not just rely on one.
It's all about interactivity with a listener and making it a lot easier for the listener to get more involved with your podcast, whatever that looks like for listening, comments, or funding.
Value for value doesn't have to mean I pay you $5 because I like your show, or does it?
It does not have to mean that at all.
It could be time, talent, or treasure. Mm-hmm. So like, we have someone that does chapters for us. That is value to us because we don't have to do it and because it's a very nice thing to do.
Really, Podcasting 2.0 is a new set of ideas that work with any podcast RSS feed. But if you're running a modern podcast app, then those podcast apps will understand some of these new features and unlock a whole new interesting way of interacting with shows.
Listen to this show, learn about Podcasting 2.0, and you will understand very clearly how this all works, but also more clearly, how you can support your favorite podcaster.
Hi, I'm Claire, and I am an independent podcaster. I've been hearing a lot about Podcasting 2.0 and how it can help podcast creators and listeners. So I've invited a few 2.0 experts to help me and you to learn more about it and why it's good. Podcasting 2.0 in Practice is your step-by-step guide to what Podcasting 2.0 is, how to use it, and why you should bother. There are many features of benefit with this new technology, so I will be breaking them down one by one and asking the questions. What is the thing? How can it enhance my listening or podcasting experience? And how do I do it? But I'm not going to be doing all the work myself. I expect you to do your fair share too, which is why I'll be setting homework. You'll learn how to implement the features we talk about on the show by locating them in your listening app or activating them with your podcast hosting company. But you don't need to worry about that just yet. Please click on subscribe or follow or whatever terminology your current listening app uses to have the first episode of this exciting interactive new show pop up in your app when it launches in January 2025.